Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Richie Rich tonight will be Steve Classic.
Oh, thank you very much, Captain.
Playing the part of Steve Classic will be Big Kahuna.
Wow.
Good evening. Playing the part of Captain Kickass will be Captain Kickass.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. In case you're wondering what we're babbling on about.
Captain's Log.
Stardate. 05 015 2022. Those are official demarcations now in the Captain's Log.
Nice.
Logbook.
Great job, Captain.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very little. It was ungratefully depreciated. And if you're when you're moving the mic around, try and hit the
cough button.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So
I'm not used to being over on this second chair.
No, you.
I'm a number two.
You're
tonight.
A number two tonight.
Exactly.
We've moved things around. We've had some personnel changes. People need days off, and some people can't get here. All the time. Myself included. I missed last Sunday.
Right. Gas prices. I mean, I'm not driving a car.
A mishap. Yeah, gas prices. In fact. On my way into the studio, I saw 449 here in New Hampshire.
I paid 465 on my way up from Florida a couple of days ago.
Wow.
Florida man.
What? Well, you drive a Prius. You probably haven't fueled up since last year or something.
I rub the Prius in everyone's face now. Oh, you got a Prius? You got a Prius? Like, yeah, I got a Prius now. They're all jealous.
I don't have friends, but I have some internet friends that have been taking photos of gas prices. This one is...
In New Hampshire?
No, this one's from somewhere outside of Seattle.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember. It's Mount something or another. $5.59 for the cheap stuff.
Gasoline?
Yeah. Diesel $6.29.
Wow.
And then this from a gal I know who's taken a trip down to the Los Angeles area. Regular at $6.99. Plus is 719 V power at 729 at the Shell station.
A bargain at half the price.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. let's go elsewhere.
I did that. You gave me a bunch of stickers, Kahuna.
I may have done that.
Yeah, those things just fly. You put them on there, and the next day they're gone.
So we could talk about inflation and that kind of thing, but I want to talk first about... abolishing the police.
Back the boot.
Because there's no choice in the matter. You don't have any choice. Normally, when you subscribe to a service or you purchase products or something along those lines, if the organization that you pay to do these things, if they do a crappy job, well, then you can fire them. And hire a competing service who has a better reputation or more fulfill what it is you're looking for in an organization, do those kinds of things. When it comes to police, you don't have any choice. It's take it or leave it, move to another town.
Yeah, go to another town with another bunch of police department.
Right, but it's the same thing. You still have no choice in the matter. And you can't fire them.
No accountability.
There's zero accountability. Who watches the watchers? Mm-hmm. Right? They're going to say, we have internal affairs. Yeah, but what kind of effect do they actually have? And do they prevent horrific things from happening? And the fact of the matter is that the outcome does not suit the amount of money that's put into it. Right? The ends do not justify the means. And so things like these, I got three different stories here, things like these continue to happen We continue to talk about them here on Free Talk Live. There's a whole bunch of other alternative media outlets that are talking about this as well. So this from the Free Thought Project. Jury finds officers at fault for failing to stop fellow cops from beating an innocent teen unconscious. The cliff notes on this thing is there's several cops, three cops, I believe, involved in this. One cop decided it was a good idea to beat a teen unconscious. The other two cops stood around and did nothing about it.
They turned their cameras off, probably.
Well, the story we'll talk about some of the things that happened. But the cliff notes is that I didn't expect this to happen. It doesn't usually happen, but a jury finds those guys who stood around and did nothing. They found them at fault.
Really?
Yeah, which is unusual, right? Usually the courts are on the side of the system, and they just go, oh, yeah, whatever, we investigated ourselves, and we found we did nothing wrong. So a little bit of an unusual twist, but the real twist here, not twist, but the real outcome here is that the cops themselves who were found at fault are not going to pay anything.
They're on administrative leave.
Right. So there's no punishment for these guys other than administrative leave.
Right. Which means you don't have to show up to work and you still get your money.
You get paid.
You get paid to stay home.
They continue to get paid. They continue to build towards their pension. Yep. They continue to have benefits. Right. But who's going to pay the actual bill here, right? Because if they found them at fault, that means that, you know, let's say the family of this teen sued them or whatever, they're going to be awarded some sum of money.
The city will pay for it.
No, not well. That's what they're going to print in the newspaper, right, of course. But it's not the city. You are the city. The people of the city are the city. That's who's going to pay for it.
Taxpayers.
The taxpayers are going to be on the hook for this thing. This is out of Contra Costa County, California. The taxpayers will soon be shelling out some serious settlement money after a teenager was brutally choked until he fell unconscious and then beaten even more afterwards by a cop's flashlight. I don't know if you've seen the cop flashlights.
Oh, those are heavy duty. They're about 12, 18 inches long.
Yeah, and I don't know, what, an inch and a half.
They probably weigh like 10, 15 pounds.
Yeah, mag light.
With batteries in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good and heavy.
Body camera footage from the disturbing incident shows that after the cops beat Ricardo Hernandez, then 19 years old, they lied in their police reports to cover their crimes and justify their false arrest.
Wow.
In one of the first-of-its-kind cases, the jury has found that officers at the scene that night failed to intervene and stop what jurors believe was excessive force by a Costa County Sheriff's deputy. It was a traffic stop, apparently. The verdict was made in civil court and calls for Hernandez to receive $500,000 in damages. So, on one hand, okay, great. You know, the dude was wronged. The family sued. The court said, yeah, those guys were in the wrong. We award you $500,000. You would think in a regular situation that would be cool.
Well, what about the psychological damage to the team?
Yeah. But who's going to pay that $500,000?
The city.
Yeah. Quote, unquote.
Yeah, the city will pay for it.
Not
the insurance
city.
Policy will pay for it.
The taxpayers of that city or county are going to pay. According to the lawsuit filed in federal court, Hernandez was a passenger in the backseat of a stolen car, which he did not know was stolen. In fact, none of the occupants knew it was stolen. Sheriff's Deputy Brandon Battles...
Brandon?
Battles.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
That's a cop name.
Battles. Yeah. Like Dr. Payne.
He pulled the car over after noticing it was driving with no lights. When he ran the plates, he found the car was stolen, called for backup. As the video shows, all of the teens were ordered out of the car one by one at gunpoint. Hernandez complied with the orders to walk backward with his hands on his head. However, as the video shows, instead of handcuffing the compliant teen, Battles put him in a cartoid hold, a type of neck restraint. I think
that's like a wrestling move.
That's like the
half Nelson or the full Nelson, something like that.
Sounds like an RKO.
And, of course, Hernandez lost consciousness. I don't feel I did anything wrong, Hernandez said. I was a little scared because there were a lot of officers.
Yeah.
As Mercury News reported, video from a police body camera received by this news organization shows some of the scene of the arrest, including a clip where at least one deputy can be heard saying, he's out, he's out, he's out. The lawsuit argues that when the deputy said he's out, referring to Hernandez, Battles knew that meant Hernandez was unconscious, but that Battles continued to instruct him to give his left hand behind his back and be handcuffed. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here. If you'd like to weigh in, more Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday night edition.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back. Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join in the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, that telephone number, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
Big Kahuna.
Steve Classic.
And welcome, Big Kahuna, your debut.
Thank you very much.
You're looking tan. You been in the South?
I may have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It has been sunny around here.
It feels like Florida right now.
Yeah, 85 or something. Yeah. You know, the other day,
yesterday, I think it was 87 in my apartment yesterday.
Yeah. a lot of folks getting yard work done, that kind of stuff.
Getting sunburned.
Yeah, we are talking about. Well, I'm talking about specifically the idea of abolishing the police, because unlike any other service or product, you have no choice in the matter. They claim a monopoly over protection services, over policing services. And we know that people do want protection services. We know that it's important. However, whenever somebody has a monopoly on it, things always go awry. Mm-hmm. And in this first story that we have tonight, we're talking about a 19-year-old gentleman named Hernandez, who was beaten unconscious by a police officer. The lawsuit, and then they sued for abusive, you know, police abuse, whatever, that kind of a thing. He was awarded $500,000 in the lawsuit. The lawsuit argues that when the deputy said he's out, when the deputy had choked the guy out,
he
announced that he's out, referring to Hernandez, the officer Battles, knew that meant that Hernandez was unconscious, and he continued to instruct him to give his left hand to be handcuffed, even though he couldn't. He's unconscious. It's impossible to do. After the deputies repeatedly demand Hernandez stop resisting in the video, again impossible to do when you're unconscious, one can be seen hitting him with a flashlight. And we discussed how big a police flashlight is, the maglite style that they carry. It doubles as a baton. In fact, police are trained to use this flashlight as a baton. The lawsuit alleges that Battle struck Hernandez in the head and neck 6 times with his flashlight, and another deputy, Joseph Anderson, beat Hernandez's right shoulder area.
Good hitting police.
Serving and protecting the crap out of this guy.
Exactly.
Quote, "I will," expletive, "shoot you," a deputy's voice can be heard saying in the video. The lawsuit states that this is the voice of Battles, who had his pistol. Had his pistol the head of this unconscious. I think they're.
Typo.
Yeah, they missed a word here. It sounds like they hit him in the head with his pistol, as the other guy beat him with the flashlight. So one guy's pistol whipping him.
Yeah.
The other guy's beating him with the mag light.
Because he's not complying, because he's unconscious. Conscious.
Can't respond.
Right.
Hernandez himself says, "Thank God I'm alive. He was there protecting me because," referring to God, not the police, "he was there protecting me because, in my perspective, I would have been dead." So this guy was obviously, you know, afraid for his life. He thought he was going to die. There's no way to whitewash this. Attorney Kajina said to KTVU, "What Deputy Battles did was wrong and egregious, and the fact that no one, including the officers from Richmond PD, did anything to stop him shows that they're liable for this conduct." So congratulations on the ruling. Unfortunately, despite the taxpayers being placed on the hook for nearly 7 figures, none of the officers in the video below faced discipline in this matter. They do enclose a video here. I'll put the link, of course, to this story out on our social media. So social.freetalklive.com if you want to see the video for yourself. So, I mean, one story like this would be, you know, okay, mate, Captain, you're getting carried away.
Why do I have a feeling it's not the only story?
This week.
Yeah. This year.
Or, yeah, this
decade. Yeah.
Today.
You know, this century. We cover these types of stories frequently, and we don't cover them all by any stretch of the imagination.
Just a sampling.
Just a very, you know, right. A small quantity of them actually make it through our show prep and on the air. There are other alternative media outlets that cover these in more depth than we do, cover more of them. You know, feel free to launch your preferred search engine to find them, but one incident like this, you might be, oh, Captain, you're getting abolished the police for this one incident. No, these incidents happen at a frightening rate, more so than what anybody would call a legitimate security incident, right? A response to something where they've actually helped somebody. So, also from the Free Thought Project, this is from May 12th. A 10-year-old girl calls 911 to report her police officer dad for sexually abusing her. Fellow cops cover it up.
Well, come on, man. That's not a real story, is it?
Chicago, Illinois. Frequent readers of the Free Thought Project are all too familiar with the concept of the thin blue line. Though law enforcement claims this line represents the force between good and evil, it is often used as a means to coerce and silence victims of police officers, especially when it comes to domestic abuse. For nearly a decade, TFTP has reported on countless incidents of police officers covering for fellow cops when they commit an act of brutality or when they beat their wives. Victims of domestic violence by police often have nowhere to go, as reporting the crime to their abuser's brothers in blue is a daunting task that could land them in deeper trouble. I say it all the time. Cops are the biggest gang in America.
They're all in on it.
Absolutely.
They all cover for each other.
It's a fraternity.
It is a fraternity.
It's a union.
It's worse than
that. It's a
fraternity.
It's a fraternity. It's a fraternity.
They pledge to each other before they pledge to the public.
Right.
They will protect each other before they will protect anyone else.
Right.
Which is contrary to, of course, what we're taught in public schools. Right. What's written on the side of their cards, to protect and serve.
Right.
And how often have you seen that? You see
the community protecting the community.
The community, yeah. The
television and movies, they like to drive that home.
Right.
You know, oh, well, yeah, they're protecting and serving. They're the, you know, they're the thin blue line between us and chaos.
Right. Well, I talk to people in Connecticut where, you know, I don't know, it's Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's just as crazy as California. It's just smaller. And it's on the East Coast. But, you know, you got people that are like, oh, yeah, back the blue. And they get, you know, and then they've got the don't tread on me sticker on the back of their car. And you try to explain to them that the police are the boot of the don't tread on me. And they're like, what are you talking about? Well, come on.
Come on, man.
It's
who do you think's going to be doing the treading?
Right. So, you know, and then someone said to me, like, the police, they're, you know, again, they're to protect and serve. I said, no, they're there to collect evidence and write reports. That's all they're there to do after a crime. They're not there to protect and serve.
One would think, however, that if a child of a police officer came forward to report that she had been abused sexually, that cops would not be able to sweep it under the rug or look the other way. As the following incident illustrates, however, that is not the case. We'll give you more details about this story coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are skyrocketing to record highs. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular jumping another 2 cents to $4.47 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the sixth day in a row. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration likes these high gas prices.
They are intentionally reducing our ability to produce oil and gas here in the United States. They will beg OPEC for more oil. They'll beg Maduro for more oil. Maduro's oil isn't global warming, but American is. I mean, it's nonsense. It's ideology.
The FBI is launching a hate crime investigation into the mass shooting that killed 10 people in Buffalo. Special Agent Stephen Bologna of the FBI's field office in Buffalo making that announcement. USA Radio News. Finland is taking steps to join NATO. The decision announced on Sunday at a joint news conference with Finland's president and prime minister, who say the move must be ratified by the country's parliament before Finland can formally apply for membership with the European alliance. The country shares an 830-mile border with Russia, and Russian authorities have warned Finland that joining NATO would be a mistake. The FDA is giving the green light to a new diabetes drug. The agency on Friday saying it approved Eli Lilly's new injection drug called Mounjaro for adults with type 2 diabetes. The FDA saying the drug showed to improve blood sugar levels with diet and exercise. The Powerball jackpot is growing. Lottery officials saying Monday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $90 million after no one matched all six numbers to claim last night's prize. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back.
Filling in for Richie Rich.
Great. Yes, he's here vicariously through Steve Plastic. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Big Kahuna. Steve Plastic.
And we are talking about, well, I'm talking about abolishing the police, and I have three different stories about horrible police that, one is a follow-up.
You're such a downer. And no good news about the police?
Is there ever?
I don't know.
I mean, here's the deal with police. Some people say, oh, it's a few rotten apples that spoil the barrel. Well, they spoil the whole barrel.
Right.
If police were to actually do something about their reputation and help it out, like I'm certain people will call and say, "Well, what do you think should be done, Captain? You're so smart. What should you know?" Okay, well, here, if cops really want to improve their reputation, all they need to do is get together with all their other cop buddies on their little cop chats or whatever they use to communicate with each other.
Squad cars.
Yeah, or get on their radio. Yeah. You know, okay, this is the all officer bulletin, and go. We're gonna stop
stop pistol whipping people and stop beating down people with their mag lights.
And also, we're going to stop arresting anybody for victimless crimes.
Absolutely.
That would make an immediate improvement across the board. I don't care what department you're in, if you're just a town cop or if you're in a large city. If all of you police would get together and act simultaneously to just stop harassing people for victimless crimes, then you would immediately improve the entire situation. But you don't do that, and so we continue to have these stories because you have a monopoly on the use of violence, and the people have no choice in the matter. If you do a crappy job as a police officer, the people have no choice. They can't stop paying you. They can't subscribe to a different service.
Can't fight back.
I mean,
you'll be senseless.
Severe consequences.
Yeah, I mean, they will beat you for doing so, and they purport the authority to kill you for doing so. So
he thought he had a gun. He was reaching for his cell phone or whatever. It's nuts.
I don't know how many times we've covered those types of stories. Before we go on, I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines for all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right. I had just begun this second article talking about a 911 call from a 10-year-old girl, says her dad is sexually abusing her. Her dad happens to be a cop, and the fellow cops cover it up. Well, this story is out of Chicago, Illinois. One would think that if a child of a police officer came forward to report that she had been abused sexually, that cops would not be able to sweep it under the rug or look the other way. However, that doesn't seem to be the case. In March, a 10-year-old girl called 911 and told dispatchers that her father, a veteran Chicago cop, had sexually abused her. The victim was scared and called 911. Responding officers would later report, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, adding that the actions she described were sexual in nature. The officer's arrest started out normal, and it appeared that he would be held accountable. He was taken into custody, according to the arrest report, for aggravated criminal sexual abuse by a family member, which is a serious felony charge. But after spending several hours in jail, he would be released on zero bail with new charges of domestic battery, a mere misdemeanor.
Oh.
We could talk more about it. Do you have something to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's typical. I mean, think about the monopoly, an organization with power. Another similar organization would be religion. Mm. We see similar things happening, and it's a pattern.
It is. Yeah. When you have the power, what's the phrase? Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because the police force has a monopoly on violence, a monopoly on policing services, nothing ever gets remedied. Right, so this guy's not going to get fired, right? The company's not going to go out of business because they provided a poor service.
Absolutely
not. It's going to continue to go on. We can talk more about that. Let's go to Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so bad cops. It's important, Captain, that, you know, bad cops didn't just start, you know, a couple, two, 3 years ago.
Right.
Bad cops started, you know, long before any one of us on this show, myself and you guys, before we were ever thought of. You know, and what about the times out there that the police committed crimes and they got away with it? You know, like, for instance, the, what was it, 72, 73-year-old guy that was living in New Hampshire, went ahead and stabbed to death that little girl, and then moved all the way to hell down to Tennessee or wherever the hell it was, and they found him through DNA.
Yep.
You know? you know, you could go on and on with this Captain Wenatchee, the Wenatchee witch hunt.
Yeah, and you bring up a very good point, Rob, and that is for every story that does make it to the airwaves here on Free Talk Live or through an alternative media outlet such as the Free Thought Project or Cop Watch or Cop Block or any of the other alternative medias that do report on these stories. For everyone, how many of them go unheard? How many of these stories are never told? How many of these atrocities are they getting away with on a daily basis in your town?
Well, I mean, like I said, over in Wenatchee, Washington, I mean, them stories go back to the 1980s and 1990s,
right,
where this detective, you know, just like going up to a tree and picking out apples, you know, he was picking out people out of churches and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, and these, the lives of these people, this detective has long since has died, but the people that didn't do these crimes are still suffering.
Yeah, and they will. This guy is going to suffer for a much longer time, even though he's going to be awarded some money. And thank you for the call, Rob. We appreciate it.
Well, you know, I mean, he says, like, even going back to the 80s and 90s. What if you go back to the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, the 40s? You know, all the way back.
Generations.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a symptom of the fact that the organization is a monopoly. You only get these kinds of things when you have a monopoly.
Right. You can't cancel, like you can cancel your cable bill. You can't cancel your police bill.
And it's a monopoly combined with the power and the authority.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. that's a deadly, that's right, literally combination.
Government goons with guns. Oh, I can't say that.
No, you can.
Oh, I can't.
And
okay.
You just did.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
It's an accurate statement.
Right.
No,
they've got guns.
No apologies necessary. Yeah. I mean, every law is a gun. Every law is backed. I mean, it's a piece of paper, but behind that piece of paper is a gun,
right,
hiding behind it. And if you violate that law, you know, okay, maybe they send you a letter, right? Maybe they show up at your house.
They'll fine you.
You know, yeah, that kind of a thing. But if you don't pay the fine, eventually these costumed guys with shiny badges
will show up.
Will show up, and they will want to take you away. And if you resist that, they will end your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intimidation as well. The whole persona, the whole uniform, the mannerisms,
the glasses.
Yeah, it's everything.
603-283-6160. Do you believe that it is time to abolish the police? Give us your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And side. I'm not bottom or top, though. You guys can, you know.
No, thank you.
Rochambeau over that one. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. For those of you who are on hold right now, in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
Big Kahuna.
Steve Classic.
And we're talking about, well, I'm talking about...
Why do you say we're talking about it? You say I'm talking about.
Well,
I thought, aren't we all talking about it? No, maybe it's just you that's talking about it.
It's a conversation.
Yeah, usually, you know, I don't want to speak for you guys is really why.
Oh,
I
all right,
it.
Okay.
So,
all right. I thought we were all talking about it.
And, like, I say I'm talking about it because the bigger picture, if you will, is my desire to see police as they exist today. Abolished. I would like them to be replaced with market services.
Right, like an on-demand, I want to rent this movie, I want to rent the police.
Yes, right. Yes. I want to subscribe to a service.
Right.
You know, have a security service provider instead of an internet service provider.
Right.
I could have a security
right.
service provider.
Outsource it.
I could subscribe to a package that fit my individual needs
yeah.
instead of, you know, doesn't matter who you are, you're paying the same.
Yeah.
You know, regardless, right?
Yeah.
Some people need more of these services than others. Some people need less. I'd be able to tailor one to my budget. You'd be able to tailor mm-hmm. one to yours.
Right.
Right.
It's
we're all
like
individuals.
Like if AAA, if you break down, you can subscribe to the service and
right.
pay right there.
Right.
Then you get the 1-year plan.
You get the silver, the gold, the platinum.
Right, right, right. You can buy it on demand.
So it's not rocket surgery or brain science. Oh, wait, brain surgery, rocket
brain
science.
Surgery.
Anyway, we'll talk more about, well, we've been talking about, we talked
You've
about
been
one story.
About it.
We talked about one story where a jury has found some officers at fault for failing to stop another cop from beating an innocent teen with a police flashlight, a maglight, if you will. And then we had started this story about a 10-year-old girl who called 911 to tell dispatchers that her father, a veteran Chicago cop, was sexually abusing her. And the story hasn't gotten into it, but apparently the cops covered this up as they are wont to do. So we'll talk more about that. We'll get more into that story. But first, let's go to Jill. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
As I understood it, they don't really have an absolute monopoly. I mean, if somebody is beating on you or somebody is breaking into your home and you've got the weapon and you don't, and the police aren't there and you don't have time to wait for them, you are allowed to act for yourself.
Well, of course, self-defense. But what if it's the cops doing it to you?
Well, I would imagine you could do it then, too.
Yeah, the courts don't always see it that way, though.
And you also have to be careful.
I think that the cases you reported are absolutely outrageous, and they should be severely punished.
Agreed.
You also have to know your laws in your state. Some states have the stand your ground, you know, castle doctrine, this sort of thing. Others don't. And if you don't do the right thing, you're going to be the one in trouble.
That's right.
I believe under the Second Amendment, they all ought to have those. This is the federal constitution.
Well, yeah, but we know what politicians and courts like to use the Constitution for, and it's you know, a replacement for your Charmin. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeff.
Want to hear a good ATF joke?
Sure.
Knock, knock. Oh, never mind.
Okay, Captain continues. Let's go to Jet in Idaho. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, well, the main thing you need to know about police and cops and other people calling themselves law enforcement is that they're just other humans, just other people who are not morally superior. And the laws that they enforce are just the opinions of a small group, a very small group of men and women who are not morally superior either. And as well, many of them, most of them are dead, fired, retired, whatever. They don't exist anymore. So, in other words, the laws don't apply to me.
they do if they say they do.
Well, that's in any situation. In other words, if someone walks up to you on the street and says, "I own you," I mean, you're owned if you're not able to take care of yourself. But I have some other scenarios that go along with the abortion thing, if I might.
Okay.
Okay, so scenario number one, you come upon an accident where there is a person struggling to get free. The car looks like it's going to be on fire, so we have, let's say, three choices. Do we help them succeed? Do we shut the door on them and watch them burn? Or do we do nothing and watch them burn? Scenario number two, we come upon someone drowning, struggling to stay alive. So do we help them succeed? Do we push them under, or do we stand by and do nothing and just watch them drown? Scenario number three.
Mm-hmm.
We come upon a blob in the womb struggling to mature into a child.
That happened to me on the way to the show tonight.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do we help them grow? Do we cut the life cord, or we do nothing? So.
Yeah, I don't think you're comparing apples to apples there, but I get what you're saying. But why is it everybody's responsibility to enforce this decision on other people?
Well, it's a choice, and of course you do have.
Well, no, it isn't. If one way or the other way is forced upon people, if abortion is made illegal, then it's all going to go underground. Abortions are still going to happen, right? But now you're forcing one preference amongst everybody. Whereas if it's, you know, completely legal, then, you know, people can make their own decision.
Well, I'm thinking that. Well, you know how Pickles was saying that life begins when someone takes a breath. What about in the drowning situation where someone loses their breath? Does the spirit exit, and then if you bring them back to life, the spirit comes back in? It's things like this. This is why I maintain that human cells growing to be another human are simply human, and if we value this thing we call human life, we have to protect its potential, and if we cut the cord before it can take its first breath, we're prohibiting its ability to become, to enjoy life.
I was thinking about this further last night after the show was over, and it occurs to me, of course, One thing that I learned, I, at some point in my life when I was young, went to school for recording engineering. You know, how to operate a board in a recording studio.
You're doing it. Look at that.
Yeah.
Paid off.
And so what I learned is the word transduction or transducing, right? And I like to say that because deuce.
I'm number two.
Anyway, my point is that all that happens in the audio world is energy never begins or ends. It's only transduced.
Right.
It only changes from one form of energy to another. So in that respect, life just exists. It never begins or ends. There is no beginning or end to it, because when you die, as a human being, when you die, you know, sure, you might have breathed your last breath or taken your last breath, but your body decomposes, right? Maybe you get incinerated, or maybe your body gets buried and you start to decompose, but all of that is contributing to the rest of the life cycle on planet Earth in some way, shape, or form. So does life have a beginning and an end is an even bigger question.
Well, I like your term. You might be able to modify a little bit, call it the life force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way you can talk about its never beginning and never ending. Yeah, because it could fall into that thing we call energy. Energy can never be created or destroyed. I mean, that's what we think.
Right.
Anyway. But I don't know. Just wanted to add that there are other situations in life where we have to make a choice whether to help someone survive or whether to do nothing or whether to, worse, you know, keep them from experiencing life. So
hey, thanks for the call.
That's all I had.
We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to join us. Let's go to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I am happy to be on the phone with you. Listen, I want to say that, you know, let's back away a little bit from, you know, this whole security thing and look at the fact that... what's happening?
Hey, Bad Slave, can you hang on?
Yeah,
all right.
I'll hang.
We'll keep you over. I know you had thoughts to get out, so stand by. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.